how we do it.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Gives it back on to Howard. Working side of the net to Neal. He scores! A roof shot by James Neal, and it is 4-1.
Yep, some of the great moments during the season. James Neal goal there. We're getting ready for the big celebration down here. We'll try to get you some sound once it goes live. I have a feeling it's going to start up here in about 20 minutes. 5:30, the official start. If you want to come down, you're driving around right between the D and Four Queens, 3rd Street stage. And we are a stone's throw away. Even Chrissy would reach the stage. No, I'm kidding. Chrissy did a great job throwing the 51's first pitch out on Saturday. She's got a rifle. She could easily nail anyone up on that stage. But come on down here. Crowd is building. Thousands of fans down, hanging around the D and Four Queens downtown on Fremont. Big Five time.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Let's do it. So we've all been trying to break news on where LeBron James is going to land. Do you have something here? Was there a meet-up to play Fortnite, which I still don't get?
Well, Paul George and Josh Hart of the Lakers are apparently Fortnite pals.
Paul George is on the Thunder.
No, Josh Hart of the Lakers.
I thought you were saying Paul George is already on the Lakers.
No, Josh Hart of the Lakers is Fortnite pals with Paul George. They play all the time, and now they have gone to a Fortnite convention together. So they are buddies in this game, and now they're actually going to do this in real life, apparently. I don't know what you do at a Fortnite convention, but they attended together. So they are there together. There is zero question they're going to be teammates. Paul George is going to the Lakers, which I assume means that LeBron is also going to the Lakers.
Set in stone? Should I bet it?
I think so.
All right. You can hear the chanting going on in the background. Oh, there's a little chant style. I have a question on Fortnite. Do you think around the NBA, personnel people are starting to get worried about some of their players getting too crazy on video games?
And what, using it as a recruiting tool for other free agents?
No, not that way. I just mean taking over their lives, not getting enough sleep. Like the problem used to be for some clubbing and jerking around the day before, staying out late. Now you're like, oh, wait, they're playing video games all day, every day.
Well, I think that's what you'd prefer, that they play video games over a lot of other things. But no, I think they have a ton of downtime.
Right.
They have so much downtime, I think they're like, at least they have something to fill it.
I don't know, I feel like yesterday I was a little tired and off my game because I've been watching too much TV late into the morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's a problem.
That 13 Reasons Why is killing me.
Yeah, it's my fault. I take full responsibility for that, but it is awesome.
I know, but I'm like on marathon watch. I'm watching too much.
Did you get through season one yet?
Nah, stop. All right, move on.
Number four.
Don't do it.
Did you get to the bathtub scene?
No spoilers.
It's tough. I'm just saying.
You have.
Be ready.
Stop. You have a very. Why would you do that? You have a very, very interesting story on Kyrie Irving. This is. I mean, I think some people are going to look at this as greedy. This is an incredible roll of the dice.
Yeah, to a degree for sure. But I'm sure he's incredibly confident it's not going to really backfire at all. Kyrie Irving is eligible to sign an extension with the Celtics this summer. He has another year left on his contract, but he can sign an extension for 4 years, $107 million, which is very lucrative, no question about it. But if he waits till next summer, he can sign for an additional $80 million. So the max deal would be for $187 million next year. And he is making the statement that he's not going to sign an extension. He's going to wait till next offseason. He says it's so that, and this goes back to what we talked about earlier with Dana White and Greg Hardy and everything else. Why don't they just say, hey, we're doing this for money, and if he screws up, then we can cut ties with him, whatever. But you have to invent a narrative to make it more palatable for people. And in this case, Kyrie Irving's narrative is, my focus is getting healthy. I want to get healthy. I want to get back on the court, redeem myself, show that I deserve it, and then I can sign the extension. No, that's not it. You want to make more money next offseason. It's for money. You're waiting till next year for the money, and you should. He's doing the right thing. I just wish he would come out and say that, like you said earlier. But people can't take it. So then you have to make up these ridiculous narratives.
Next up.
Number three.
I want to hit a couple of boxing notes, one that will affect us here in Vegas, one that may affect us down the road. You know, you were right on the buyer beware on the story that came out about a day and a half ago. Heavyweight division, Wilder, Joshua, sides agree to a deal. There's still no agreement.
No.
It's a tentative agreement, and then I was reading more of the quotes from the Wilder side, and it's more of this like, hey, we agreed, we hope they stick to their word. Like, right. Is the fight happening or not?
Right, no contracts. Essentially what they did is signed, I don't even know if signed is the right word, but they came to an agreement to pursue the fight. That's essentially right. What happened. They're like, hey, we're going to pursue this. Now, I've seen other famous deals in the last couple days that are the same thing. They're really nothing.
Right.
In this one, yes, it is. It's, hey, we're going to pursue this. This is a fight we both want. Let's pursue it. There's no deal. There's no date. There's no place. There's none of that. They're going to pursue a fight happening. Okay, good. I think you should be doing that every day anyway. Why is there an agreement about that? It makes no sense to me.
Number two.
Number two.
Then we've got Triple G and Canelo. I got to tell you, this morning on Twitter and social media was some of the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. It was the handful of folks who cover boxing tweeting over and over again about some noon deadline to make the rematch between Triple G and Canelo. It passed, and then they finally came to a deal about 4 hours later. That, I don't know, is that good for boxing or not? I get, you know, because I'm in the sports bubble, so I don't have any patience for the nonsense. Like, is the path on the negotiation, is that, does that help build boxing?
Well, at least it gives people something to talk about when there's no boxing matches to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something. It keeps it in the news cycle, so that's always a good thing. It's tough for boxing to get headlines at all, so for them to be in the news cycle is, it's a good thing for them, for sure. It generates interest.
They supposedly made the fight. Triple G said 50-50. Apparently, he's back down to 45%, so it'll be 55-45. It's tentatively slated for September 15th here in Vegas.
Okay. I mean, when it gets closer, I'll start to get more excited about it. Again, this is another deal that we think is in place, but it's not.
Well,
I don't think it's formalized.
And here's the other thing. I assume with more testing, right, that this is going to come to fruition. I think every Canelo fight moving forward, we have to worry about him testing positive.
Yeah.
It happened once, so, you know, I don't know.
Well, if I was Triple G, that's certainly the reason I would use for getting 50%.
Yep.
Being like, okay, I mean, okay, you think it's 55-45? I'll say 50-50 based on I'm signing a deal knowing I might not have an opponent.
I want to follow up on this because Triple G should have a provision in there that not only does he get 45% of the deal, right, that he gets another 25% if Canelo tests positive. I want 70% of the fight if you test positive. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I'll do it. But I'm getting a lot.
Yeah, I think he absolutely should. I don't, but that will lead to, again, there is that also underlying thing that Canelo doesn't need the fight.
Right.
And Triple G does. I mean, Triple G could fight anybody else and not make anywhere near the money. Canelo could fight anybody else and make a ton of money. So there is, I think there's one side that deserves a lot more, but the other side is the one that is coming to the table with all the negotiating power. So we can say all these things, and they should be the case, and they should be true. It's just not.
Let's get to our top story of the day.
Number one.
It's our top story of the day. It's not really a top story, but it is hilarious.
It certainly is.
So I've told you this in the past, right? And actually, I'll give credit to RJ Bell. I don't know why I have to give RJ credit, but in this case, he's mentioned many times, there are media people who are so big that they're actually bigger than 95% of the athletes they cover.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the NBA, Stephen A. Smith is probably bigger than 95% of NBA players.
Yeah. I think
like, there are a lot of NBA players, and I'm not talking, like, as an example, some dude who's, like, 6'2", right, who might be the 120th player in the NBA could walk through a crowd and not many people would know him. Stephen A., we've seen it here in Vegas. He comes out for fights, and it's like a frenzy, right? He's a megastar.
Yeah.
So I just want you to file this away when you hear this. Stephen A. Smith went on, where is this show?
YouTube.
Okay, it's a YouTube show. It's Snoop's show, right?
Yep.
Snoop is doing an interview, and lightens it up a little bit, and he decides to ask Stephen A. about his taste in women.
Ass with always, always ass. That's true. I'm going to answer that. I mean, I know I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Okay.
I mean, we all know that.
Bottoms up.
All right.
I'm a bottom feeder. Bottoms up. The question from Snoop was, rear end or boobs? To Stephen A. Smith. And then he got real weird. You know, when Stephen A. is either serious about a topic, a scoop, or he's threatening someone.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing.
He goes into whisper mode.
Always.
Hold on. He goes into whisper mode. The last time I can remember him doing this was when he threatened Kevin Durant and his family.
Yeah. So, well, that's when he's serious.
Basically, like, I got the secrets.
When he's very serious about something, this is what I'm about to say right now. It's very important.
Chrissy, Fire Bite 2, he gets really serious on talking about the Keister.
Always ass.
Always.
Give it to me a couple more times. How creepy.
Always,
what are you?
Always ass. Always ass. Always ass.
I actually think I'm a bottom feeder is creepier.
Oh, this whole story is creepy.
Creepy?
It just, like, irks me, like this.
Why?
Like, that's playing on a loop in my head, and it has been since this broke.
This is a gift from the radio gods. Thank you, Stephen A. Oh. Thank you, Snoop.
I'm a bottom.
Always ass.
So people know this guy. He does a big-time TV show. It's been on for years. He does a radio show back on nationally with us from 10 to 11. People cover him like he's an athlete. So this got some attention in the morning. This is the best part of the story. Stephen A. Smith goes on his radio show. All he did, come on. Guys talk about women.
He's on Snoop's podcast. What do you think?
We probably shouldn't be objectifying, but it's a light topic. What do you like? Boobs or keisters, right? It's not a big deal. Stephen A. goes on his radio show today and does an apology that lasted 7 minutes and 24 seconds. You have to hear the setup to this, and then the apology for saying he prefers women's rear ends over their chests. 7.5 minutes. This is why Stephen A. is awesome. It really is. You got to hear this. Give me Stephen A. the beginning, the origins. Now think about what he's apologizing. This is ridiculous too. Think about he's apologizing for answering the question. Fire.
Let me transition to a personal matter. It's been brought to my attention that this is actually a story. It's actually a story that's circulated nationwide. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's official. I guess I really am box office. Because never in my wildest dreams did I believe a story would go national. Off of something that I said, and especially since I said it like 8 months ago.
I already admitted.
I didn't know it was that old. I saw it on several places today.
Well, I think he said it somewhere else. Okay. He's had the conversation before.
Gotcha.
That's just what people do. But that's his outrage. He's like, I already said this.
How come?
And now it's breaking news.
My question is, how come whoever's running his board is not dropping in the always about ass.
Always ass.
I don't know why his board up isn't doing that during the apology.
What would Mr.
I'm a bottom feeder.
What would Mr. X do? Our old board up.
Play it until somebody screamed and said, okay, we have to do more of the story now. We can't do drops all the time.
You're ODing. You're overdropping. Here's, again, Stephen A., who said he likes rear ends over boobs to Snoop Dogg. With his lengthy apology.
He asked me various questions about my career and what have you. And then we went to a quick rapid fire question. And he said, hot, you know, what's your preference? Hot or cold? He said, burgers or tacos?
Tacos.
And then he used the word referring to a woman's cleavage or a woman's backside. What do you prefer? I answered the question.
He didn't ask you about a woman's cleavage. Oh, no. So I don't want to give an anatomy lesson.
Well,
he asked about her breast.
Well, the area.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay. It's getting very serious now. It's getting very serious.
Yes. There's no reason for it to be serious.
Stephen A's apology for outraging a nation.
Unfortunately, for myself, I answered the question like I always ask every question. Very, very honestly, a matter
exactly.
of fact.
You're always
not
honest.
Thinking anything of it. USA Today's writing about it. Lord knows what other publications. It's all over. It's gone viral. It's everywhere. I guess it's appropriate to apologize.
Why?
Stephen A. said he prefers butts.
I don't understand why you're apologizing.
We are outraged. You must apologize.
It's
for
so
7.5 minutes.
It's so
on
stupid.
National radio.
It really, it's just so dumb. There's no reason to apologize.
Yes, there is.
Now, to me, this
yes,
is.
Yes, there is. Chris, this, he's grossed out and mad.
This is making it worse.
No, no, no.
This is where his ego comes into play.
No, this is making it better.
No, but this is where his ego comes into play.
What ego?
Where all you do is say, like, yeah, interesting, that's a story. But, like, now you have to make it a big, I guess now it's out there. I'm
so
big.
Box office.
I'm so big. I don't apologize. No, just let it go.
He's very big.
It's going to die in 20 minutes.
No, no, no.
Unless you do this.
Nope. A nation is outraged, demanding an apology. Stephen A., keep going.
And I've been answering the question the same way since I've been in this business over 25 years. Angelo Cataldi in Philadelphia, Michael Kay in New York, various other interviews throughout the country because I've been interviewed by practically everybody. And anytime I've been asked that specific question, I've literally given the same answer. And I walk into the office today and something that I said is national news. And for that, I apologize.
Why?
By the way, what are the odds of Angelo Cataldi or Michael Kay was like, I have to ask Stephen A. Smith if he prefers ass over boobs?
I can't imagine that ever came up.
It's like, I've done the biggest interviews in the country. And I've answered this question every time it's come across my plate. I'm consistent. I'm a bottom feeder. His words, not mine.
I'm a bottom feeder.
By the way, was he getting even grosser on that?
Yes.
Because are we going Owen Wilson, butterscotch stallion here?
Yes, of course.
Chrissy, don't get grossed out. I know you're outraged. The apology is trying to soothe this whole thing.
The apology is outraging me a little bit.
I don't know how it wouldn't.
This is a
you know what he's thinking about while he's talking.
And a half-minute apology on national radio for saying that.
It's the way he said it.
7.5 minutes. We're not playing all of it, but 7.5 minutes.
It's definitely the way he said it more than what he actually said, though, too.
But there's no need for an apology.
Always ass. What? I'm a bottom feeder. What?
It's too bad no one has this audio moving forward. Probably get no drops out of this at all. None. Is the apology over? No.
John Thompson, the former head coach.
Stop it for a second. Wait, how did
loop him in?
This is an apology for objectifying women, I guess.
I'm going to list everybody who prefers ass.
Wait, like Big John Thompson? Go ahead, Stephen A.
John Thompson, the former head coach at Georgetown University, once said this about me. You want to know how Stephen A. feels? Just ask him. That's how I've always been. I know times have changed. I know the advent of social media and beyond and how stories can circulate, the residual impact that it has resonates. To me personally, I'm always very confident in myself because I try to be as honest as I possibly can be. And in the process of doing that, the reason my attitude is that way is because that's the one thing that's sustainable. You can trust yourself when you're honest. If you're trying to pretend to be something that you're not, that has no lifespan, no staying power.
Nobody cares what you said. Seriously, nobody cares what you said.
He's getting motivated.
Why are you apologizing? Nobody cares. The story is
You're
dead.
Wrong.
He's making it a story.
You're wrong.
It was a funny, goofy little story
no.
that I thought we could get some drops out of.
No.
And then he decides this is big enough that I'm going to have to apologize to the whole nation.
It is. This is massive.
So stupid.
He just gave you a lesson on being honest. What is wrong with you?
So you have to apologize for honesty?
Yes.
No. The lesson should be if you apologize. No. You should come on and say, yeah, I gave the right answer. I gave the answer I believed in. It was an honest answer. I was asked a question. Move on. It's a 12-second.
It's bigger than that. Finish up, Stephen A.
I don't need a statement. I'm sure that ESPN asked me for a quote. You'll see that. But I don't need a statement. There's no prepared statement. I'm speaking straight from the heart. It's not always about you. Wasn't talking to me generally because I'm an unselfish person, but he was saying it's not always about you, it's about the lives that you affect. When I think about Jonathan Winthrop and Nuno Teixeira and Cat Pastor on this show, when I think about people like Marsha Keegan and Justin Craig and Tra Keller running radio, when I think about Norby Williamson, who's been very, very good to me, and I think about Dave Roberts, who's like a big brother, not just a boss to me, and I think about all the wonderful people here. If I get in trouble,
he's not done.
It's a stain on the people that work with you.
Stain.
Always, always ass.
Is that it, Chrissy?
That's it.
Is he done?
He is finally, finally done.
It's about people, brother. When Snoop asked you if you like ass or boobs, and you answer honestly because that's what you do.
Answer the question. And then move on.
It wrecks lives.
Doesn't wreck any
It lives. Ruins lives.
No lives were wrecked. Nobody's job was wrecked.
No.
Nothing happened. It was fine. Until you made it a bigger deal by talking about it for 7 minutes. It was over.
I love that man. And he has now established a new blueprint that I will follow.
Brown print.
Be honest. Be honest. Don't make a joke about bottom feeding, the brown print.
That's funny.
That is one of the greatest things I've ever heard him do on radio.
Yeah, wonderful.
A 7.5-minute apology.
He didn't do that when he threatened Durant's family.
Is that important?
I would think
so. This is important.
Okay. It's very important.
There were women out there today when they saw this story, looking in the mirror, and they're like, I need help.
I don't think
I need to go to a plastic surgeon. My self-esteem sucks.
I need to make myself more appealing to Stephen A. Smith.
Just looking in the mirror, like, I don't have it.
Are you trying to glance in the mirror at your...
I was trying to check out... I was trying to check that out. Yeah, I was trying to check out my own.
I'm a bottom feeder.
I don't have it.
It's fortunate.
The apology was needed.
Wasn't.
A fractured nation is now healed.
Yes.
What?
A fractured nation is now healed.
Chrissy, it went national. Stephen A. went national.
What? Oh, my goodness. This is probably the most offensive thing that we've talked about since I've got here.
My God. My God. All right, the masses are closing in on us. I think they want to jump over the table. That's how frenzied and crazy it's getting down here. We'll take a short break. I think the show is going to begin. Here is Between Four Queens and the D. Hockey celebration, VGK celebration, magical first season. Thousands and thousands of people lined up all the way back on 3rd Street, back to Pizza Rock, our good buddies, and one of my favorite places, Triple George over there, and probably in front of Hogs and Heifers, and starting to crowd the street in front of the Downtown Grand. The celebration starts up here in just a couple of minutes.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
In every state in the country, Good morning, Piston Service, Kent speaking.
And in every city and every state.
Rapid Lube, this is Jeremy. How can I help you?
You'll find a local auto shop that's probably been there for years.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
This is Matt.
Kent speaking.
And this is Ben.
Phil, can I help you?
And in most of those shops,
thank you for choosing All Tires, Staten Island's home for tires and service.
You'll find us.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Interstate Batteries are sold in over 100,000 locally owned locations across the nation. Find the one near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Take care.
Did you know that after 8 years, your mattress can double in weight from sweat, dead skin, and dust mites? I know, grossed me out the first time I heard it too. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, with some good news. Right now, Best Mattress is having our annual buyback sale, where you can trade in that lumpy old mattress for up to $150 in trade-in cash savings on a brand new mattress for a healthy, happy sleep. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Rahan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. I take pride in offering the best customer service. Your car is busted and you need a ride? No problem. We'll arrange one for you. You have a question that needs my immediate attention? No problem. My cell phone number is on my business card. You can call me anytime, day or night. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Dan the Laptop Man here, and it's time for another PC Laptop's Bedtime Story. Once upon a time, Brian was looking for a new computer. He searched far and wide from north to south, and he even took his quest online. But he had yet to find the PC of his dreams, and was feeling sad. If only I could find the perfect computer with a lifetime warranty to match, he thought to himself. But then Brian stumbled upon a magical store with a friendly staff and a selection galore. Inside, he knew he had found what he'd been searching for all along, a blazing fast PC with a lifetime warranty his heart had desired. Brian returned home, his new PC laptop's desktop in tow. And should it come time to upgrade, Brian knows where to go. PC Laptops, where we really do love Brian and you. PCLaptops.com.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hello, Nevada. Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Our property values are at a 10-year high, and with interest rates rising, now may be your best opportunity to sell and buy your new home. If you have an ugly house to sell and need money fast, we can give you cash in 2 days. Short Sale's giving you free attorney representation and guaranteed relocation money. And for traditional sales, nobody markets your home and gets you top dollar like the real estate guy. I look forward to meeting you today. So call Aaron Taylor, your number one real estate guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty, call for details. Go Knights, go! Go Knights, go!
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Summer is here, and while it may be hot outside, it's nice and cool inside MJ Christensen. MJ Christensen is celebrating the heat of summer with its sizzling lineup of hot, unique, and affordable new arrivals. Creative and distinctive, check out the latest from Belle Etoile, King Baby, Heather B. Moore, Uno Day 50, and more, starting at $48. MJ also has great gifts for grads and dads. MJ Christensen, something sizzling this summer for everyone. Located in Boca Park. Follow MJ on Facebook for exclusive offers.
12 days, 30 teams, and 450 of some of the best players in the world. It's the NBA Summer League coming back to Vegas, July 6th through 16th to the Thomas & Mack Center. This year will be bigger and better than ever with all 30 NBA teams coming to town playing a total of 82 games. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com for your chance to win tickets and NBA Summer League merchandise. Winner will be drawn July 9th, so log on to lvsportsnetwork.com and register today.
Time for a new car? Visit Finley True North Honda and Volkswagen, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. Get the Finley price, service, and savings at Finley True North Volkswagen and Finley True North Honda, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
You know, our guys play hard and they battle hard and, you know, they had success. Our guys battle and compete, and no matter who they're playing against, they're going to do their job.
All right, rolling on. Vegas Golden Knights celebration downtown. A hyped up Adam Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Are you more hyped up about the celebration or Stephen A. and his apology that we just played?
Both. It's equal. I mean, I'm very excited about Stephen A. apologizing and bringing some sanity back to our society. but also very excited to be out here amongst the people and honoring the Golden Knights inaugural season.
We're going to throw... All right, Stephen A., we get it. We get it. We know what you like. You already apologized. You don't have to keep dropping in on our show and saying it over and over again.
He'd be here if Glitter Gulch was still open.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
I think so. It's always Steve.
I don't know if they have the right dancers.
Oh, they did.
Or if they had them at Glitter Gulch.
They did.
Yeah.
I've heard.
I'm guessing this is not what Stephen A. wanted after apologizing. It's for local goofs like us to keep mentioning his silly conversation with Snoop. He actually didn't say anything wrong and didn't need to apologize.
Of course he didn't. And by the way, we could have had like 30 seconds out of it of the funny clip and then playing the prop. But then he had to go and apologize and turn into something bigger than it was. Nobody cared about what he said.
Here's the thing. What you don't know is if there's some goofball executive who actually came down and said, bro, we're getting a lot of pushback on this. You need to talk about it. You never know. We have cool bosses. But you never know what, you know, some radio programmers are going to do if some advertisers complain. So I'm not going to assume that Stephen A. just... I also think part of that was Stephen A. performing, which is why he's awesome.
Yeah. But it's wonderful.
So what do we got? We got 2+ weeks until free agency, right?
Yeah, getting close.
Are you starting to hear anything in terms of aggression on the free agent market, trades? I know you mentioned that weird story yesterday with Erik Karlsson and some discord between teammates, that Karlsson may be on the move soon.
Yeah, and I actually watched a little podcast thing, or podcast video, whatever the webcast thing they're doing, with some of the writers up in Ottawa who were basically saying they think they have to trade both of them now. Like, they're like, they're like, they have to both go.
Why do they both have to go?
Well, I think there's too much ill will built up with Karlsson, the team. If, for those that didn't see it or don't know, Karlsson and his wife lost a baby. They have sued the fiance of a teammate, Mike Hoffman, for harassment online of constantly creating fake profiles and harassing her about losing the baby. It's been going on for a while. A lawsuit was filed. An order was issued against this woman for the harassment. So Hoffman basically has to go because he is sticking up for his fiance, as you would expect, saying she didn't do it, and you know, saying they're going to work with authorities to figure it out, but that she didn't do it. He's got to go from the team. He can't be a part of that. And on the Karlsson side, I mean, he's the best defenseman in the NHL. So at some point, you would think they'd want to keep him, but I think there is a lot of ill will built up. Plus, it's a losing franchise. There's all this going on. You think he wants a fresh start. For almost all those reasons, he has to go. But they're concerned that the trade value is so diminished because of all this that happened.
It is pretty incredible what's developed the last couple of years with social media and the levels that people have gotten in. You know, I'm talking about the famous people out there who've gotten in trouble for not being able to manage their own social media, having no self-control, from Roger Goodell's wife to Colangelo and his wife, whoever was doing that, fired from the Sixers. And now this thing between teammates. And Here's the thing. This is why social media makes everything different now, because we know there is discord between teammates and often between teammates' wives and couples. Hell, we have the story, you know, rest in peace maybe with his career, but poor Miguel Cabrera is now down with a serious injury. Wasn't there a rumor around Cabrera and Abisael Garcia?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There was something going on there with wives and infidelity.
Yeah, and that's why they had to ship Garcia out.
And they were like, we got to get this guy out of here, and they traded him for a song and a dance to the White Sox.
Yeah.
And Miggy stayed around, but imagine if social media was even bigger then. That was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, those things would have happened a lot more, and they're going to happen a lot more going forward. But also, like, you know that people do these things. They create the fake accounts. They harass people. They take shots at people. Like, these things don't happen. So it's not that surprising that they would happen in a locker room or with an athletic team or somebody who, you know, is around each other. We know that it's like something that happens in high school, in college, in the workplace. There's people that harass each other. So why wouldn't it happen at this level? It's just we wouldn't have known about it without social media.
We're going to take a quick break. They're going to start this thing up soon. Hopefully we can catch some of it before we're out of here at 6 o'clock. So let's pay some bills. We'll come back.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You bumped a pipe under the sink. Now it looks like a whale is spouting from its blowhole under there. Only it isn't stopping, and the water on your floor is drifting closer to your carpet. This is no time for indecision, which is why you should put the number for Yes Plumbing in your phone, 888-4937. That way, when you do have to battle the whale under your sink, you'll know what to do, and you'll have a plumbing hero on your side. Yes Plumbing. Get the number in your phone, 888-4937, or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71233.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When Tempur-Pedic created the world's first body adaptive mattress 25 years ago, the whole world thought mattresses couldn't get any better. Well, the whole world was wrong, because Tempur-Pedic's new Adapt Series mattresses are better. They're amazing. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. If you want a life-changing sleep, come into Best Mattress today and try one out. They let you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and relax more deeply. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and 251's reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51's Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
All righty, you can hear the noise in the background. Let's get that bass going again. There it is. It's getting a little tough to hear us, and I think they're going to kick this thing off, aside from the music, around 6 o'clock. So we are going to cut out a little early. This thing is, it's Cofield and Company on the scene here at the D in Four Queens, Fremont Street Experience, 3rd Street Stage.
Bass, 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 bass.
They're doing the VGK celebration. There's thousands of people down here. There's still some room. So they'll be kicking it off, I think, with most of the spoken stuff after 6 o'clock. We are going to actually pull off a rarity. We're going to cut the show off a little bit early. We're going to go national. And we wanted to bring you a little more of the coverage from down here, but we also wanted to sound good. So Chrissy, great job. Young intern, nameless, excellent job on a lot of the rejoins today. We appreciate VGK and the D having us down here. For Adam, for Angel, it's Cofield. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll even go 20 minutes longer on a future show to make up for it. We'll see you. Get down here for the Vegas Golden Knights celebration.